I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 9th. There are 29 active cases of coronavirus in Quincy as of yesterday, with one new active case confirmed. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's risk assessment map, and there have been 135 deaths, which has remained steady for over 2 months. The Quincy City Council wants to know how the pandemic is impacting the city's finances before voting on a proposal for $14 million for a new special education learning center. The Finance Committee tabled the request from the administration and instead asked for a full and detailed presentation of the city's financial health. The $14 million request will be discussed again on September 21st. Congressman Stephen Lynch and a colleague are demanding a congressional investigation into allegations of sexual assaults, disappearances, deaths, and leadership issues at Fort Hood in Texas after 28 soldiers at the Army base died this year. The congressmen have sent a letter to the Army secretary demanding the inquiry at the request of several family members of the victims. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day this week in Quincy due to the Labor Day holiday. The MBTA issuing a reminder that buses are replacing red line trains between Braintree and Quincy Center tonight and tomorrow night, beginning at 8:45 p.m. through the end of service for a track replacement project. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 9th.